for folks who have not heard of Big River Packaging Company before, tell me a little about what it is you do there.
Well, we make empty boxes for primarily the bakery industry, and it's a worldwide internet active website which uses brpboxshop.com, and we didn't start out that way when the business started, but over time it has migrated to continue to do what works and you know, kind of harvest what isn't, and that's where we have been now for most of the life of the company.
And that's been, I guess, about 13 years now?
Yeah.
Tell me about a little about how you created the company. There had been a big paper factory that closed down there a couple of years before that, and you saw an opportunity to try to build something.
Yeah. You know, it really started, my partner is John Hewling. It was conversations that kept repeating itself over coffee to say, you know, if we ever had the opportunity to start a business. We had developed and been taught how to build a great business, and it was primarily focused on the employees of, how to keep people happy and productive, and realizing that their job is important, and really getting them to take ownership in what they were doing like they own it. And that was a key part of it. It was very difficult to do in a lot of corporate environments. It was like this is what we're teaching you to do, but when it really comes down to making it happen, it's often difficult to do. But we took those concepts, and that was the basis of the startup. Right off the bat, we did a lot of training with our people, and it wasn't long where they all realized that they were a part of something special that they had developed themselves. So most of the success that we've had, and the award is nice, but it's all about the fact that we were able to build a company with the help of our employees because they had the right mindset going forward.
You've already kind of touched on this, but let me ask the question sort of a different way. You're named the Small Business Person of the Year for the entire state. Talk a little about your business philosophy and what you think may set you aside.
Well, I think it's what I just said, that giving the opportunity for the people, every person in the facility. You know, if their job isn't important, we wouldn't have them. That role wouldn't be filled. But every job is critical to the customer and the quality of the product that we produce. And people are surprised when they tour the plant to discover that making empty boxes is a lot more complicated than you might think it is. And a lot of different steps that are interlocking one with another. So the relationships within the business is critically important. And the people have really picked up on that, and they realize that they're, you know, a part of something that's really significant, and therein lies the secret sauce to what we do. And once that happens, it's catching. People are more interested in helping each other succeed in our environment than they are to compete with one another over job opportunities that may present themselves later. The first part of that is what's most important, to help each other.
Do you ship boxes then all across the country, all across the world? How broad is your spectrum?
Across the world. It's a small percentage that is international, but when you are on the internet, it reaches everywhere. And, you know, people find us and they let us know that the boxes that we make, the designs that we've incorporated into our offering, many of them are unique. So while it costs more to ship the boxes than the boxes cost, we have customers that are willing to do that. When we first started back in 2005, shortly after that, we got a call from a lady in Israel who wanted a Yule log box. which was our first international customer. I always say, wow, what's the chances of this happening? And it continues to happen every once in a while. We ship everything UPS, and you know, the whiteboard commercial the UPS does of, you know, being able to ship overseas, that they take care of everything. That could be all about us, because that's the way it works. And yeah, we have a great relationship with them. They park a semi out the back of the plant every day, and we fill it up, and the boxes go to where they're assigned to go.
How old are you, Bob?
I'm 66.
So when you were in your mid-50s, you started this company. What did you do prior to running this business?
I'm sorry? Say again?
What did you do prior to running this business?
Well, yeah, I was an electrician back in 1984. I made the change into making empty boxes. I became maintenance manager here in Clinton. And my career has taken me all over the Midwest. I ended up getting a reputation as a turnaround plant manager to help companies that were suffering and wanting to get better, and move from one to another doing that, and had the opportunity to move back home to Clinton and manage International Paper, which is a Fortune 40 company, and it was the biggest North American folding carton plant in the country. And so it was a big segue into doing something different.